The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We
what
are
Jalen
and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
Like Jeezy, like Gucci, we get the people what they want. That's what
we
do.
Will be discussing that. We'll be discussing the Warriors' plan to replace Klay Thompson in all the NFL games coming up this weekend. But we start with some wild breaking news from Adam Schefter. He is saying that Sean Payton has made the decision to start that man, Taysom Hill, at starting quarterback for the Saints, and they have no plans to put Jameis Winston at the position. What do you think about this move from Sean Payton?
You're a professional journalist. You've been doing this for over 20 plus years. Did he say that they have no plans to play Jameis?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe that. I really don't know if I believe that. What would it hurt the Saints to start Taysom Hill for a series, for two series, for a quarter, for a half? To me, if you need to throw the football down the field, Taysom Hill hasn't shown me at this point of his career that he's going to be that guy. So I wouldn't be surprised if both of them play. Sean Payton has been a terrific coach. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame one day. While everybody hopes that you're honest with the media, he seems to be trying to do so. But his ultimate goal is to actually win football games. So I can't wait to see how this plays out. I'm happy that Taysom gets his opportunity. As a Swiss Army knife, we've seen him do so many special things in their offense. But you and I know, it's a lot different when you're the starting NFL quarterback for a football team. Let's see how it plays out.
Well, I'm curious too, because when I heard he was starting, I was like, maybe he'll take the first snap and then he'll hand it over to Jameis. Like, how's this going to work? But then Schefter had a follow tweet saying that Taysom took all the first team snaps at practice this week and that there's no packages or plans for Jameis to be under center, which is absolutely shocking because Jameis had over 30 touchdowns last year. And oh, wait, Taysom Hill has thrown 18 passes in his entire career. Let me say it again. He has thrown the ball forward 18 times in his entire career. He covers punts, and now he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. Jalen, what do you think the chances are that we actually do, as you suggested, see Winston take some snaps under center?
ATL is winning right now away from the football field. So they are playing the Falcons. If you are going to try something, this is actually the week to do so, in particular against your rival. But I'm going to be interested to see what kind of offense they run with Taysom Hill. The NFL has evolved. We see Kyler Murray running an offense. We see Lamar Jackson running a separate offense. So there are a lot of people that aren't traditionally playing quarterback and being really effective. They may use him like the Patriots are using Cam in a lot of ways. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
It's also interesting to see this because, you know, I'm an emotional person. I just can't believe that Jameis Winston's going to be standing there on the sideline with a clipboard in his hand watching Taysom Hill take a job that he thought was his. When Jameis Winston signed up to be the backup quarterback of the Saints, he did not think that he would be the backup quarterback to Taysom Hill, who also covers punts. I think that he thought there would be a chance for him to come in like Teddy Bridgewater did last year, prove that he is a starting quarterback in the NFL and get another gig on another team. But this is just wild to me. Like, I still can't wrap my head around the fact that Taysom Hill, is he still going to cover punts?
I can wrap my head around it. And I'm sorry to our producer, Demetrius, I didn't ask for this. But now I think back to something I saw Jameis doing recently. Eating W's. Yeah, when a guy's still doing that, he can't be your starting quarterback, dog. He can't be your starting quarterback. I told you. Didn't I tell you? He's still doing that?
He is still doing that. Jalen, you are watching ESPN if you're watching Jalen and Jacoby, but from time to time we turn into the Cardinals News Network. We picked the Cardinals as our collective team early on in the season, and Kyler Murray has not let us down. But last night, they ran up against a Seattle Seahawks team that played good defense, didn't turn the ball over, and the result was a non-traditional way to get to 28-21. Jalen, what did you think about Russell Wilson yesterday taking care of the ball?
That was the key, Jacoby. He wasn't playing quote-unquote hero ball. We broke it down over the last couple of weeks, how he would break the pocket, had opportunities to run, and then throw an interception in the end zone? That ain't Russell Wilson. Fumble the ball? What's he getting hit? That ain't Russell Wilson. Getting sacked? And so they did a better job of protecting him, but like I keep saying each week, the balance of the Seattle Seahawks is what makes their offense really invaluable. And having a running game in particular with Hyde and Scarborough yesterday was key. They had multiple 10-plus yard runs. They kept the Cardinals defense on its heels. And then all of a sudden, Russ can do timely passing in order to pick them apart. And he also had another opportunity to get a touchdown pass to Metcalf. That he dropped it late in the back of the end zone that it hit him in the helmet, in the face mask.
Right in the face.
And so he did a terrific job of taking care of the football and playing mistake-free.
He did. And another thing that they did is Dunlap really did a good job at getting at Kyler Murray, and their defense was very disciplined and not letting Murray get off those runs. Murray has been running for touchdowns, running for at least 60 yards in every game. He only had 15 rushing yards in this one. I thought they did a really good job of containing Kyler Murray, who's been so electric this season. So that was the game from last night. We have some great games coming up this week, and one of the ones that I have my eye on, the Chiefs against the Raiders. You and I both think that the Chiefs are head and shoulders above the rest of the league. They are by far head and shoulders above everybody else in the league, but they do have one blemish on their record, and that is to these Raiders. The one interception that Mahomes has thrown was to these Raiders. Do you think the Raiders can pull off the upset in Vegas at night?
You love Patrick Mahomes so much. You really mad that he threw that one interception.
I just can't believe that
he threw one interception. It's like you're holding it against the Raiders because they're the team that had the nerve to pick off Patrick Mahomes
and beat
the Kansas City Chiefs. And yes, I agree with you. The defending world champions are getting Sammy Watkins back, another deep threat. You know how much I love the Cheetah, Tyreek Hill, and Kelsey, and all of the weapons that they have, and Eric B is president, and Andy Reid, and all of that. But we need to put some respect on the Raiders' name.
They did
a terrific job of building their football team, Jacoby. Derek Carr's been really well throwing the deep ball. Josh Jacobs, in his second year, continues to run the ball. Their tight end Waller has been a game changer. They got the deep threats on the outside, like, the Raiders are legit. The Raiders are legit. I just want to make sure that people should not be surprised that they won the previous game. How about they have four plays of 40-plus yards against the Kansas City Chiefs in the previous game? Aguilar was getting out there also. So for the Chiefs, their best defense can't be a dominant offense. Their defense still going to have to be stout this week against the Raiders.
Well, it seems like half of the AFC is 6-3, like the Raiders, and another 6-3 AFC team might be a little surprising for a lot of people. The Indianapolis Colts. We always talk about quarterbacks and Phillip Rivers. Well, the Colts are doing it with their defense. I'd say that this is the most underrated defense in the league. Look at their NFL ranks. Yards per game, absolutely first. Opponents QBR, first. Second yards per play, fourth in points per game. And I'm predicting that this no-name Colts defense is going to stop Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in Indianapolis Sunday afternoon. Remember where you heard it first. The Colts are going to beat the Packers in this game.
Jacoby, look down at your phone. You might get an email. You mean that Jalen and Jacoby are doing smart football and multimedia conversations, and we're not only discussing the Cowboys or the Lakers? You actually broke down how good the Colts defense has been all year? Mm-hmm. Has that been said? That the Indianapolis Colts have been terrific defensively?
Well, they're going to be tested against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and I think that they will stand up to that test. And you'll see, remember on Monday, after this upset, the rest of the sports media landscape will catch up to us on this one. We have a lot more games in the NFL weekend to look at, but first, we have some news in the NBA. Klay Thompson has suffered an Achilles injury that will keep him out for the entire season. However, they're going to try to replace him by making a deal for Kelly Oubre Jr. of the Thunder. Jalen, what do you think about this move to try to replace Klay Thompson?
Kelly Oubre is one of my guys, and you know, since Washington, I felt like he was an underrated asset around the league. He's an improved shooter. He can play off the dribble, continue to improve in that area of his game. He's going to bring toughness. And he almost averaged 19 points last year in Phoenix, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. But it's extremely tough to replace one of the Splash Brothers. It's virtually impossible because him and Steph are just so very compatible as a tandem. But also, Klay is one of the top 12 or 15 players in the entire league. And his ability to put up big numbers and get huge stats without being ball dominant is crucial for the Golden State Warriors. Look at these NBA records.
Wow.
That Klay Thompson has. Threes in a quarter, threes in a game, points in a quarter, and my favorite stat of all time in the history of the NBA. This man has 60 points in 11 dribbles, dog. 60 points in 11 dribbles. You realize, hold on, do you hear that sound? That's James Harden dribbling 111 times before he takes one shot. And so what ends up happening is now he allows Draymond to be the distributor, Steph to be the catch and shoot guy. Oh, you want to add KD? It's fine. He's still going to get his shots off and knock them down. And also, there's a spirit animal that the Golden State Warriors can also turn to when things get tough. That's mm-hmm. Game 6 Klay. Game 6 Klay is a real thing. It seems like when they need him the most, and the season seems to be the most dire, he always finds a way to come through. So the Golden State Warriors, they added Wiseman. They still mm-hmm. got Dede. They still got Steph. They still have Wiggins. And they added Kelly Oubre. They're going to be a good team. They're going to be a playoff team. But they're not going to be a championship contending team.
Yes. I mean, the loss of Klay Thompson simply takes them out of championship contention. They were a team that was going to vie for the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and this news takes them out of championship contention. And I feel so bad for Klay Thompson and the whole Thompson family. I wish him a speedy recovery. Jalen, we have some other news from the NBA and a couple big games in the NFL we still need to preview. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
You're watching Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Grey Goose.
Coming to you live from the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan at Pier 17 and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's time to keep it moving.
Tang. Woo. Tang.
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with this news from Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka that they're going to use a balancing act with LeBron James's minutes coming off of a short offseason. Jalen, you're always very in tune with the ins and outs of the NBA schedule and how they play players. What do you think will happen this year with the Lakers and LeBron?
I'm going to tell you a dirty secret that a lot of fans aren't going to like. And it doesn't necessarily apply to an all-time great player in LeBron James, who's 35 in his 18th year. Of course, you're going to load manage him. Of course, you're going to pick and choose games, in particular when he just got finished playing almost 2 months ago. But there are many teams now in the league, Jacoby, that look at the schedule and go to their notable players and tell them which games they feel like they should play and which games they feel like they should miss. Of course, the player gets the ultimate veto power, but that is something that just takes place in today's game. LeBron clearly has earned the right based on what he has done in the game and the longevity that he has to do so, but it happens with players that are in their first couple of years now based on how the league is operating.
We will keep an eye on that. Jalen, Gordon Hayward turned down $34 million. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
That just means he getting more bread. Keep it moving for now.
Okay.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Two teams that had AFC title aspirations but have stumbled thus far face off this weekend. Titans at Ravens. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
Jalen, as I mentioned, both of these teams had Super Bowl aspirations, but at times have looked pretty fraudulent. What do you think about this matchup?
And even though they have Super Bowl aspirations, how they do it is a lot different than usually contending teams do it, and it's via the run game. And the Baltimore Ravens losing Boyle is going to be something that is going to be tough for their run game to replace in particular. And for the Titans, I told you when Taylor Lewan got injured, my fellow Michigan man, their run game would not be the same with Derrick Henry, which obviously is going to affect their passing game with Ryan Tannehill. Let's see which one of these 6-3 teams are able to put it back together this weekend.
Whichever one of these teams goes to 6-4 after this game is going to be in serious trouble of missing the playoffs. Moving on to another matchup in the AFC, the Patriots and the Texans. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, the Patriots have a chance of making a run at the AFC East. They face the Texans, who have only won 2 football games this entire season. What do you see happening on Sunday?
Well, the thing about Cam Newton and how they're using him is clearly not a long-term plan for him to be their quarterback, because anytime he's just doing so many inside-the-tackle runs and just quarterback design runs at his age with his physicality, that is not something that's built for long-term success. But it's great to see Cam having fun and reinventing himself in a lot of ways in the game. On the other side, I'm just happy that Deshaun getting his bread. I'm just happy that he's getting $500 million to play for the Texans. That's all. That's all.
Every Sunday night, he's all mad about the loss that they had and how they played. He gets frustrated. And then he just opens up his bank account. And he just looks at that and he's like, oh, I'm good. I think I'll be all right. We'll line him up again next Sunday. Jalen, 2 teams headed in 2 very different directions. It is the Cowboys and the surprisingly hot Vikings. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I do the Deshaun thing. Sometimes I just take thousands of dollars out of the bank and throw it on the ground and lay in it and do snow angels. We're not talking about the Cowboys. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Eagles and the Browns, a match of 2 teams desperately needing a win and some momentum. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
How about the stats of Carson Wentz and Baker Mayfield are very similar, even though their contractual situations are vastly different. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Steelers look to stay undefeated against Luton and the Jaguars. Jalen, I need you to help me with something, okay? The Steelers are 9-0. Likely it's going to be 10-0 when we do a show on Monday, yet I still don't feel like they're true Super Bowl contenders. Put me on the psychoanalysis couch and tell me why I don't believe in the Steelers, who have weapons on offense and a great defense.
Because you know that Patrick Mahomes plays in the NFL and in the AFC. That's all. If he wasn't there, you'll look deeper into the box score and you'd be like, wait a minute. The Steelers have a legit chance. The Ravens aren't what they used to be. The Colts are on the come up. You could just keep naming teams, but you know Patrick Mahomes is out there. And so it's going to be interesting to see if the Steelers can actually gain, even if it's without fans, home field advantage against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's the key. Let's see if they can continue their winning ways against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep, and keep an eye on Jake Luton. He looked pretty good the last couple weeks. Like, he looked all right, and I had never heard of him before he took over for Gardner Minshew. Jalen, we have huge college football game this weekend. And of course, we're going to recap what happened last night between Gucci and Jeezy. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen.
Ain't no hair on my chest, but I'm one tough cookie.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Michigan football team is terrible, but there are 2 good football teams going up against each other. Indiana against Ohio State. This is the Big Ten matchup that we've been looking at that has nothing to do with your Michigan Wolverines. What do you think about this big game at the Horseshoe in Columbus?
For our director, Tommy, the OG of the show, I hope Indiana puts on a great performance, but I can't front. This is usually the time, and this is coming from a Michigan man, when Ohio State exerts their dominance. So I would not be surprised if the Ohio State Buckeyes beat the brakes off the Indiana Hoosiers to send a message to the rest of the collegiate football world. I would not be surprised if Justin Field doesn't throw for over 400 yards, has over four TDs. This just seems like the time when the Buckeyes rise up and send a message.
It really does. And every year the Buckeyes rise up and send a message when they beat Michigan. But this year, that won't even be a, that won't even be a message in this year. Michigan, if Michigan really comes away with two wins, that first week against Minnesota and the Ohio State Buckeyes, you will consider that a good season, won't you? I know you will.
Yeah.
That's the mind of a Wolverine. Absolutely. That's the mind of a Wolverine right there. Jalen, we witnessed history last night. No, I'm not talking about the Seahawks and Cardinals game. Of course, I'm talking about Gucci versus Jeezy. It was contentious. It was tense. And it all finished with So Icy. Jalen, your thoughts on the versus battle?
I was really impressed by their maturity, Jacoby, and just seeing two men be able to put their differences aside for the culture, for Atlanta. And as you know, I'm really intimate, clearly, with these relationship. Jeezy's like my brother, and I saw how that relationship kind of hit a fork in the road. And so for them to celebrate each other on that stage with verses, shout to Swiss Beat, shout to Timbaland, it was a great thing for hip hop, and it was a great thing to show black men could put their differences aside.
Enjoy all the games this weekend. We'll be back on Monday, ESPN 2 at 2 o'clock.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is recording podcast exclusive content. For our podcast listeners, we've been in the lab. We got some things coming for you, our loyal podcast listeners. We'll have some announcements on that later on. But first, I got some questions for you, Jalen. You know I'm a Die Easy Knicks fan, right? And I saw they were interested in Russell Westbrook. I hated it. And now that Gordon Hayward has turned down $34 million to play basketball, he's not going to get $34 million a year in his next deal wherever he goes. So I guess he's betting on himself. He's injury-ridden. He's saying, look, I'll turn down $34 million to maybe get $60 million 3 years, or $80 million 4 years, or something like that. And there are reports that the Knicks are interested in Gordon Hayward, of all people. Why would they do that, Jalen Rose?
Gordon Hayward is a former All-Star, 20-point scorer with the Utah Jazz, dealt with some injuries, got to Boston, just didn't fit in anymore with the emergence of Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But he's still a productive player. I would like to see him end up with his hometown Pacers. Pairing him with Victor Oladipo and Malcolm Brogdon, that'd be a terrific three-guard lineup in the Eastern Conference. They can each dribble pass and shoot and make plays. And so when you're going to opt out of $34 million, you clearly have suitors, and it sounds like the Knicks are one. But look for the next couple of days, because it seems like he's going to be getting a big contract soon.
We'll see. But you loved Gordon Hayward when he was with the Jazz. You loved him with the Jazz. But he's not that Gordon Hayward anymore. He's just not. You know, I mean, obviously there was the big injury when he first started with the Celtics. But even in last year's playoffs, he had the hand injury. Never really seemed to sort of find his footing. But I hope he doesn't come to the Knicks. Jalen, I want to talk to you about your Detroit Pistons draft, okay? Killian Hayes, I don't know. But Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, how do you feel about these three picks from Wednesday night?
So here's how it works. I got a chance to interview Killian Hayes, terrific young man. He's from France. On paper, when you look at the landscape of the point guard spot, you would say he's not necessarily a knockdown shooter. He's not athletic and he's not fast. You could probably question taking him at number 7. But if he comes in and he's steady, and he provides leadership, and he's somebody that can hold that position down for multiple years, that's worth it for the Detroit Pistons, because you could tell what they were trying to do. They were trying to get people at all levels. So you have him from the backcourt, and then you mentioned Bay on the wing. He had knocked down three shooter that could play D, went to Villanova, and Stewart, the big fella from Washington. We always talked about our guy on their team, Nasir Carter, but Big Stewart got a soft touchdown low. He got a big body. And you're going to need people to guard against a lot of bigs in the game. So I'm actually happy with what our team is doing, freeing up salary space. It seems like we have an identity now. Shout to Troy Reaver, our new GM. I think he did a terrific job, Jacoby. And I don't think it has the promise of the Atlanta Hawks just yet because we don't have Trae Young. That's what happens in today's game. You still got to have that guy. And the bad teams in the Eastern Conference, Washington, guess what? They still have Bradley Beal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's better than everybody on our team. So that's what we have to figure. Who's going to be our best player? If Blake Griffin's going to – and here's the other thing. Two guys that have been productive at different points of their career have also been injury prone. Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose are still on our team.
Oh, yeah.
They're still on our team.
Oh, yeah. And Blake's healthy. And they got and the new Motor City uniforms. But can I sell you on Killian Hayes for a second? Because I found something out about Killian Hayes that you're going to love, Jalen Rose. Left-handed.
Yes.
You know, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Yes. Left-handed.
Yes.
Left-handed point guard. That's all you need. That's all you need to know. Big left-handed point guard. There's your guy right there. Well, Jalen, I'm glad they got off Kennard, though. But I want to see him keep Wood. I want to see him keep Christian Wood. I think they're going to.
That's crucial. If we can keep Christian Wood, I'll be really happy with our offseason.
Yeah. You'll be the 11th seed in the East once again. It'd be perfect. Yeah. You know that's how it's going to go. You know that's how it's going to go. Jalen, there's something very important I want to talk to you about. I'm concerned about you for two reasons. Number one, your back problems. You're getting old. You can't even sit down and do the pot anymore. You're standing up and stretching out. Hey, that's a concern. And number two, the haircut thing. I understand you're growing out the part, but like, it's been too long now, dog. It's been like a month. You haven't had a fresh cut. Like, you grew out the part. What is happening now? Are you okay? I'm worried about you.
Yes. It's called wolfing, Jacoby. It's called wolfing. And when I get a fresh cut and I lay the 360 waves down and I don't have the part back to the all natural flow, it'll be all good.
But why haven't we done that yet? Why haven't we done that yet?
It's called wolfing.
You're past wolfing.
No. All waivers would love the opportunity to wolf, dog. That's
I don't have waves. Explain this to me.
Right. So wolfing basically allows you to train your waves. That's okay. Really all it is. The longer your hair, waves are just curls like Rez DeLege taught me. So the longer your hair, you get a chance to lay them down. So once I get a cut and then I knock that top off, them boys gonna be laying down. So wolfing is just training my hair.
Okay, we'll see. Well, I'm worried about you.
And you ready for this?
I'm worried about you.
And I can't front. Don't tell nobody, but I'm almost 50. And in my mind, less haircuts, the better.
Okay.
Because I know once the NBA season starts, I'm going to be getting cuts 2, 3, 4 times a week. December 22nd is coming.
Uh-huh.
On December 25th, you already know I'm going to have on a crazy Christmas color themed suit. And you know I'm gonna have a fresh cut.
So
you already
know
this.
A couple things. Number one, I like Christmas because I get to watch Jalen Rose and the NBA Countdown crew all day long and watch all those games. But I also like Christmas because it means something. We're just getting closer to Jalen's birthday. You know, because your birthday is January 30th, right? I don't even know anybody's birthday, but I know yours because you promote it. You promote it like an album. Like you're on a book tour. And right when we get past New Year's, it's Jalen's month. It's the month of Jalen. They're going to rename January Jalenuary because that is when that really starts. And your 64th birthday is going to be in the year 2021 on January 30th. Really looking forward to that. Really looking forward
Absolutely.
To that.
And it ain't just me, Jacoby. When you get a chance, go through Instagram. A couple of people that I follow, I just saw Mike Epps having a 30-day birthday. You know, this is what we do, dog. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. But I got to make sure I say something. And I don't know if you were going to talk about this. Are we going to talk about the versus battle?
Sure.
All right, let's talk about the versus battle. I want to make sure I tell you some things. The statute of limitations are kind of off of what I'm about to say. After what took place last night. So there are a few things I want to make sure I tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Big shout to Swiss Beats. Big shout to Timberland. Versus has been a cultural revolution in so many ways. And it was an honor for me to watch my brother, Young Jeezy, be on the same stage with a friend of the show, our guy, Gucci. Now, on paper, like if you follow both of those artists closely, there ain't too many people that's ever walked the face of the earth that got more personality than Gucci. Like that dude just got crazy personality, dog. But however, Jeezy just got more like just hits and like mainstream songs that the average person that tuned in last night would be more familiar with. Mm-hmm. But I want to take you deeper into the box score.
Okay.
My daughter Mariah was born in 2000. Her mom moved to Atlanta where she went to college in around 2002. So I've had a place and been going back and forth constantly to Atlanta since 2002. My cousin went to college there. I got family there. I've been to Freaknik multiple times, all of that, dog. I actually met Young Jeezy through BMF. For those that don't know, Demetrius Flannery, I think I'm Big Meech. You know where he went to high school at, Jacoby?
Southwestern?
Detroit Southwestern. You know, we had a really good basketball team, like the number one team in the country. And I was that guy in high school, dog, that the hustlers, like BMF, made sure that I was good. Made sure I was good. And it didn't have nothing to do with just like money. It was more, we're going to keep your nose clean because you got to represent for the hood and you're going to do something special with your life. So when they started to spend time in Atlanta, I was also down there. I was breaking bread with them. That's how I met Jeezy. And I remember being at Big Meech's birthday party at Compound. I know a lot of people heard last night, oh, we going to Compound afterwards. And mm-hmm. I heard people, and I know y'all heard Magic City thrown out there a couple of times. And I know y'all heard Magic's name thrown out there a couple of times. Please don't. I have Magic's number in my phone too. Please believe that. I have Magic's number in my phone also. And he's watched me grow too. From early 90s, Freaknik, being in the spot, wasn't even 21, to the early 2000s. And I remember when Pookie Loke got killed. That was Jeezy's artist. And why he got killed was he allegedly was trying to go get Gucci's chain as a bounty. And so when Gucci killed him, I remember the So Icy days, Jacoby. Look back at the Best Damn Sports Show. I'm on there with Jeezy the Snowman shirts on, right? And then I remember being in the studio and everything changed. Everything changed. It went from being like, you know, offense to, yo, we got to play defense. You know what I'm saying? And it was heavy artillery in the building, more so than usual, because you never knew what kind of retaliation was going to happen. Like, they had a real beef. Mm. Gucci, Jeezy, was a real beef. Okay? I've been to the Snowman's crib and vice versa. Matter of fact, the first time I ever watched the movie Cocaine Cowboys was at his crib with him and Trey Songz. to show you how long ago this was. And so for me to watch all of these circumstances take place over that period of time, Meech went to jail. Southwest T went to jail and got released. Both of those guys are going to be multi-platinum artists, maturing in their own right. Gucci been in and out of jail. That was an ultimate victory for black men in our culture. Do you see how many art artists are being killed recently?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to start naming people because I'm going to leave somebody out. Just think about that. And so that last night, Jacoby, was a seminal moment for not only rap music, but for black men, that we could grow, we could mature, we could put our differences behind each other. And trust me, I'm speaking for somebody that's been in the center of the storm. I've been in the trenches. Been in the trenches. And you know off wax, I've been in the trenches. And so it was very refreshing for me as an adult to see that happen. And it also reminded me of something that need to happen with me and C-Will. That need to happen with me and C-Will. We deserve that. Juwan deserves it as the head coach of the University of Michigan. Ray and Jimmy deserve it as our Fab Five brothers. All of the people that have supported us over the years, our fans, our alums, our city. Just think about this. The world sees us as Fab Five teammates. Dog, we from the same hood. It's bigger than Michigan. We've been like, I've been knowing him since we was 12.
Why don't you just call him?
I introduced him to Ed Martin. We got plans to link up. We got plans to link up.
Call his phone.
We need to talk in person. We need to talk in person. No cameras, no phone. We need to talk in person. And I anticipate that that's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. And if it does, I'll let y'all know a year or so after it does happen. But either way, that's what I went to bed thinking last night. For the culture. Just like I saw Magic and Isaiah do it. Saw Gucci and Jeezy do it. It's our time to step up and do it.
It's a really good point, Jalen Rose. Well put. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail and we'll put it on the show.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Steven from Kansas. I watched the NBA draft last night for the first time, and I'm usually a Dieze fan when it comes to the NBA. I have my set teams for everything else. But I think I'm ready to become a diehard fan, and I don't know what team to pick. So I'm going to leave it up to y'all. Thanks. Shout out, Reg. Bye-bye.
I got you. Thank you for the shout to Reg DeLedge. We appreciate the support. That's the only way we're going to play your voicemail if you give our brother a shout. I got you. I got you.
You got Steven?
I got you, Steven.
Steven's definitely a white guy.
Two options of franchises that have never won NBA championships, but they're on the uprise. And if you like the West Coast, you could take the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, they just added Chris Paul. And remember, I told you this, I love Jalen Smith. That dude is a brick. That dude is a brick that can also shoot threes. Monty Williams is a terrific coach. My little brother is actually on that staff. Willie Green. That's one West Coast team. And I'll give you one on the East Coast, Steven. The Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. I knew you were going to say Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks. I'm telling you, dog, I'm buying stock in the Hawks, dog. I'm buying stock. They got Trae Young. They got DeAndre Hunter.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
They got Cam Reddish.
Hold up. You know who I love on the Hawks, right? Werder. You know I love Werder. You were going to leave out the Red Rocket. That's my guy. You know I love Werder.
That's why I got you here. That's why I got you here. And Okongwu from USC is going to be a physical defender. He's going to be catching lives and dunking on people. Those are two squads that you can kind of adopt right now that nobody's really paying attention to, because in the West, everybody's going to jump on the Lakers or the Clippers. Jalen and Jacoby told you about the Nuggets and, you know, Ja Morant with Memphis and Luka Doncic with the Mavs. And there's so many other reasons to root for other teams. And then in the East, you got the Celtics. And then you got the Sixers. And the Raptors just won the championship. And the Heat just went to the finals. Buy stock in the Atlanta Hawks.
There you go, Steven from Kansas. The Hawks and the Suns. Two great teams to pick up right now. Because you don't want to just pick up a team and have them win the championship. Then it just kind of feels dirty. But you can pick up this team now, and in 2023, 2024, when they're in the conference finals, you'll be like, I went through the tough times with this team, and now I'm ready to see them make the NBA finals. We got time for one more voicemail before we hit the weekend. What do you got, Tommy?
What up, Uncle Jacoby, Uncle Jalen? This is Big Coop from Phoenix. Shout out to Reg. Everybody else doing anything? I just had a simple question. What's the best time of year to get married, in y'all opinion? I live in Phoenix. Summertime is brutal. Jalen, you know. So let me know, guys. Love the show. Keep giving the people what they want. Yep. Medicinal.
Oh, Medicinal Big Coop from Phoenix. Love his energy. I hope he's got a lady in mind. So he must be engaged or getting close to it, or else he wouldn't even be thinking about this. But he wants to know the best time to get married.
Anytime.
Best time to get married.
Anytime.
In Phoenix, nighttime, I would say. That's what I would say.
Right.
Nighttime is the best time. Because it's going to be hot during the day. So wait until that desert sun goes down.
But here's another thing that you should do, though. Make sure water's involved if you can. I don't know if that means a certain hotel. I don't know if that means like a certain inn or a place where they host weddings where water can be present. But like, there you go, Reg, your legs. Lake Havasu, that's a good one. But here's what I want you to do. Have your toes out. Stand in the sand, stand in the water.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
That's your toes out.
When Uncle Mike, my college roommate, one of my best friends, he's like, you know what? I'm getting married, I'm not wearing shoes. I want my toes in the sand. So he got married on the beach in Long Island. He had the shoes off and the suit pants rolled up. Had some Coronas. Big shout out to Mike. So Jalen,
and it's hot outside, you got to have your toes out.
I got a soft mover boss move for you, Jalen. It has to do with Big Coop's question. So me and my wife were paying for our own wedding, right? Weddings are expensive. And we were looking at different venues, and we wanted to get married on a Saturday in late August or early September. And we looked at this one venue that was gorgeous. It was had a rooftop where we could have the ceremony, had a large event space where we could have the reception. It was gorgeous, just the night city skyline outside in the roof. And we were walking through the venue. We're like, there's no way we can afford this. And they said, when do you want to get married? And we said, you know, Saturday, late August, early September. And they're like, well, we do have one Saturday in September available. And it's 50% off.
Ooh.
We got married on September 11th, 2010.
Really?
Soft move or boss move? Getting married on September 11th because you get a deep discount and you're paying for your own wedding.
That's a boss move. That's a boss move. And by no means are we going to dismiss the tragedy that took place on September 11th. And we understand the severity of what took place. I remember that day like never before. Jacoby, I was playing for the Pacers with September 11th. Tragedy took place with the towers and the Pentagon. And that morning, I'll just tell you the truth. As a my late great brother Bill is a gun owner, connoisseur, go to the range type of big brother. And so following in his footsteps, I had crazy artillery at my crib at that time. I was registered to carry, all of that. And I remember that morning waking up with artillery on the back of my seat as I went to pick up Ladarius from school.
Wow.
I vividly remember that day. And in that house, I built like a bunker, like a big safe that I put like all types of perishables that I already had there, like wheat and rice and water, like box water and all of that stuff, and like vegetables in cans and stuff like that. Like, I never
saw you as like a doomsday prepper type of guy. That just doesn't fit your personality, Jay.
I know. I just had it at the crib, so I had to make sure it was. If I'm gonna have that at the crib, I might as well have it stocked.
Sure. Why not?
You see what I'm saying? And so I think it's a boss move that you guys got married and got a 50% discount, because you get a chance to reinvest that into fun. You get a chance to keep that money in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you three or four people that always make you think they're giving you a discount. The insurance guy. Jewelers. And car salesmen. Every time you walk into them, the price is one thing. And then all of a sudden, when you leave with your goods, they trick you into believing that you got the hookup.
Yeah. I love the jeweler the most, because you're like, you see, like, let's say you see a little diamond ring or something, and you look at the price tag on it, it's like $70,000, right? And then you're like, well, that's $70,000 diamond ring. It's like, I'll give it to you for $400. You're like, what? Like, what? According to a jeweler, they've never made money on any transaction. They're like, well, I'm not really making money on this one, but you seem like you're going to be a good loyal customer. You're going to come back. Like, no, don't lie to me about this. You're making money on this. You sell jewelry for a living. You don't just hold it and then trade it for the same price you bought it for. Stop lying. Yo, I have to reference something. Jalen, do you remember when I texted Reg about your outfit and you got mad and you had this theory that
I was
texting the producers all the time about
you? I don't know if you ever seen me mad. I don't believe none of y'all have ever seen you mad.
I've seen you mad. And I just wanted to let you know that.
You haven't seen me mad. That ain't true.
But now it's coming from your own house. I got this text from Molly Karam Rose just now. What is my husband talking about? Sometimes I'm like, did I marry a real person, or is this guy a character from a book or a movie?
Oh, yeah, she's working from the crib best. Now.
Yeah, you guys are both at the crib. She's just like, this guy's talking about doomsday prepping? Like, what kind of show is this?
Oh, you know what? She probably like, wait a minute.
Vegetables.
She probably went upstairs and Googled BMF. She like, hold on, who did I marry?
Yeah, she's like, who?
I don't tell those stories at the crib.
You're the best. Big shout out to Molly Karam Rose and Joie Dominique Jacoby. We are unworthy to have spouses that we have, Jalen Rose. I love you very much, man. Good week of shows.
Love you too,
we'll
brother.
Be back on a special holiday week, Monday and Tuesday. Make sure you listen to those podcasts. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that?
I just appreciate that we got the dopest squad in the industry. And we're not done. We're not done. We're not done.